Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. These days it isn't enough just to be an astronomer. In order to build and operate the enormous complicated telescopes, it takes engineers and software developers, and astronomers need to understand something of these areas, to know some background on their data, where it comes from and the constraints surrounding it. They also need to understand statistics and data management, and if you are to analyse material collected from asteroids, well then, you need chemists, biologists, geologists and whatnot. Well, recently the first data has been published from studies performed on the asteroid samples, which were returned from the OSIRIS-REx mission to the asteroid Bennu. These samples were returned in 2023, and now rocks, or more accurately a few grams of what looks like gravel, from Bennu are revealing a world from the dawn of the solar system with the right conditions to foster the building blocks of life. So this next paragraph or two is adapted from SciTech Daily, but the internet is awash with articles about this astonishing mission and discoveries, detailed in the Nature Astronomy paper. Among the most compelling detections were amino acids, 14 of the 20 that life on Earth uses to make proteins, and all 5 nuclear bases that life on Earth uses to store and transmit genetic instructions in more complex terrestrial biomolecules, such as DNA and RNA, including how to arrange amino acids into proteins. Scientists also described exceptionally high abundances of ammonia in the Bennu samples, and this is important to biology because it can react with formaldehyde, which was also detected in the samples, to form complex molecules such as amino acids, given the right conditions. When amino acids link up into long chains, they make proteins which go on to power nearly every biological function. These building blocks for life detected in the Bennu samples have been found before in extraterrestrial rocks. However, identifying them in a pristine sample collected in space supports the idea that objects that formed far from the Sun could have been an important source of the raw precursor ingredients for life throughout the solar system. Said Danny Glavin, a senior sample scientist at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center and co-lead author of the Nature Astronomy paper, he said, "The clues we're looking for are so minuscule and so easily destroyed or altered from exposure to Earth's environment, that's why some of these new discoveries would not be possible without a sample return mission. Meticulous contamination control measures and careful curation and storage of this precious material from Bennu." Scientists also identified traces of 11 minerals in the Bennu sample that form as water containing dissolved salts, and the water evaporates over long periods of time. It leaves behind these solid crystals. Similar brines have been detected or suggested across the solar system, including at the dwarf planet Ceres and Saturn's moon Enceladus. Although scientists have previously detected several minerals in meteorites that fall to Earth's surface, they've never seen a complete set that preserves an evaporation process that could have lasted thousands of years or more. Some materials found in Bennu, such as trona, which I must say I've never heard of, were discovered for the first time in extraterrestrial samples. For all the answers the Bennu sample has provided, several questions remain. Many amino acids can be created in 2 mirror image versions, like a pair of left and right hands. Life on Earth almost exclusively produces the left-handed variety, but the Bennu samples contain an equal mixture of both. This implies that on early Earth, amino acids may have started out in an equal mixture as well. The reason life turned left instead of right remains a mystery, but so does the reason life got kick-started in the first place. This remains a big unknown for future scientists to work out. The OSIRIS-REx sample is the biggest carbon-rich asteroid sample ever delivered to Earth, but is by no means the last. China's Tianwen-2 mission is an asteroid sample return and comet probe mission scheduled for launch in May this year. Tianwen-2 aims to collect samples from a near-Earth asteroid and study a comet. The mission's first target is the near-Earth asteroid, which is romantically named 469219 Kamo'oa'ewa. This asteroid is a quasi-satellite of Earth, meaning it orbits the Sun but stays close to Earth, and it's roughly 40 to 100 meters in diameter and might be a fragment of the Moon ejected into space by a past impact event. Lots going on up there. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.